With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli military has issued sweeping evacuation orders covering Rafah. It indicates it could soon launch new ground attacks in the southernmost city in Gaza.
The Israeli military has indicated it could launch another major offensive in Rafah and has ordered most of the southernmost city in the Gaza Strip evacuated. Israel ended its ceasefire with Hamas and renewed its air and ground war earlier this month. At the beginning of March, it cut off all supplies of food, fuel, medicine and humanitarian aid to the territories to pressure Hamas to accept changes to the truce agreement. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has nominated a new domestic security chief after he moved to fire the current one. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, severe weather hitting numerous states. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Thousands of people have no power in Wisconsin and northern Michigan after freezing rain brought down trees and power lines. Churches, schools, and fire halls have been turned into warming centers as utilities work to restore electricity. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says this is a major storm from the central Gulf Coast all the way up into the Great Lakes.
There'll be multi, hazards. There'll be the potential for hail, strong winds, and even some tornadoes with these storms.
And the storms are bringing heavy rainfall as they move east.
We could be looking at generally 1 to 2 inches.
I'm Julie Walker.
Conservative leader Marine Le Pen says that a ruling barring her from seeking public office is political. It aims to prevent her from running for president in 2027. A French court convicted her earlier of embezzlement and barred her from seeking public office for 5 years. The Dow up 453 points, the Nasdaq losing 43. This is SRN News. Tomorrow is Election Day in Wisconsin's pivotal Supreme Court race.
The winner of the election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Tens of millions of dollars have been spent on the race, including more than $17 million by groups funded by Trump advisor Elon Musk. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases, including one that would effectively outlaw abortion. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
California State Legislature will debate the issue of men and women's sports this week. Two bills have been introduced aimed at restoring fairness and privacy for girls and school athletics. Each bill would reestablish biological sex as the standard for participation in sports. The two proposals challenge California's decade-old policy of permitting students to compete based on gender identity. This is SRN News. Well, one thing is for sure, they wouldn't be welcome in a cotton field, but this is different. Jason Walker reports on an environmental rescue plan. It's dependent on Louisiana weevils.
South Africa unleashing weevils imported from the United States in a bid to fight off the growth of Salvinia minima. That's an alien species of aquatic plant native to South America. Scientists will release the weevils at sites across North Africa while also setting up breeding plants to increase their numbers. They hope the weevils munch their way through the Salvinia and damage it so it sinks. Researchers warn the invasive plant, which stops oxygen from getting to the water, is now threatening to invade neighboring countries Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Mozambique. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.